Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on Japan Top
10. Hello.I am Connor.
And I am Miyabi.
And this is episode 470 of Japan Top 10 April 2023 Countdown. So we have some new songs and some old ones on this for you guys, and I'm looking forward to it. But before that, we have one more announcement. And so if you'd like to join our team, we are actually looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers,and on-air hosts to join a podcast. You can join the biggest and best Japanese music based podcast out there. So check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for more details. So this is actually our first time hosting together.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited
for
that.
Yeah, same.
And there's some artists on here that I also really enjoy listening to. And I look forward to, I guess, playing for our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Before any further, like, we should, let's just start with our 10th song, Akatoki Reload by Aiko.
Number 10.上書きするほど更新されない。だってずっと好きなんだから変わらない変わりたいもっとちゃんとしたいだけど今あなたを好きな自分も好きでいたい唇のほくろに気がついたのは今夜に美味しく酔えたから抱きしめるほど近くにいられるわけじゃない今日
Now you've listened Akatoki Reload by Aiko. Aiko is a Japanese singer and songwriter that is famous for her hit songs Ashita, Kaputomushi, Hanabi, and many others.
Aiko began as a radio host in April 1996 after graduating from college. And she later released a CD in August that same year. I think this is actually really cool because I've been taking this hip-hop dance course, and a lot of like hip-hop artists like started out as radio hosts and like MCs, and like it's just that's really cool that that's how her career kind of began.
Oh yeah, you mentioned me because like a lot of famous band and singers like Suda Masaki, Hoshino Gen, YOASOBI, yeah, and also King Gnu, the vocal, they've all done like radio hosts.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's so cool.
They all host like the radio program called All Night Nippon.
Oh, just so is that like a music radio?
No, it's not like music radio. It's just radio in the midnight, and yeah, they will read like listeners' email and yeah, talk about something, and also they will have some guests for promotion. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, you can check for that. It's very interesting. Like Suda Masaki have done about 5 years. And Hoshino Gen have done a few years as well.
I do like Hoshino Gen a lot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think his radio is on every Tuesday.
Oh, he's regular. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely check that. And you can have a check on YouTube.
Oh, on YouTube? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well. All right. And listeners, I think you all should as well. It sounds like a very great opportunity to listen to, you know, some of your favorite artists host.
Yeah. And I think Janice Idol, Six Stones, they're hosting on every Saturday.
Oh, do you listen to it every week?
I can't listen to them every week because it's kind of hard to find the Japanese radio, but yeah, I listen to them like from time to time. I do like check it regularly or weekly, but like I won't listen like the full radio because it's so long. Yeah, and in July 1998, Aiko debuted on a major label with her first single, Ashita, which was used as a theme song for the movie Toire no Hanako-san.
Yeah, I definitely have heard some of Aiko's music before, but I couldn't remember which songs, you know, that I've enjoyed. But I did really enjoy listening to this one. It sounded very... sounded very like calm and cute.
Yes, I think her voice is very like cute for love songs. And also I have just checked like there was a TV program like introducing music or artist. So they did an episode for Aiko. Like I think the leading vocal for Official Higedanism, and also the vocal for Indigo La End, and also a lot of music professional like has like credits for like compliments for Aiko. And also last time I host with Andy, and I mentioned that Aiko's voice a little bit similar with Shina Ringo.
Oh yeah, no, you're right.
Andy had the same reaction with you.
No, that's so interesting. Because I haven't listened to Shina Ringo in a few months, but that makes sense. Oh my, but like I know Aiko is a bit younger, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's so interesting. That's a good connection. Wow, thank you. Have you listened to Aiko before? Like, you know, before? Like, what do you think?
I probably didn't, but yeah, I like her voice and her pieces. Yeah.
Well, without further ado, we will go on to number 9, which is Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu.
Number 9.
Listen, Kickback by Kenshi Yonezu. Kenshi Yonezu is a Japanese musician, singer-songwriter, a record producer, and illustrator.
Kickback is the opening for the new hit anime Chainsaw Man, which is it's really good. I like the manga a lot as well, but it's a very good franchise.
Yeah, but I heard that the story is not getting good in manga. So I'm not sure. Go ahead.
I'm caught up with the manga, and I will agree, it's not, so far it's not as crazy as the first core. But I think I'm still waiting for something like crazy to happen, but it's interesting. It definitely is interesting because they have like new devils and stuff like that. But it definitely is different than, you know, what's come out previously.
Yeah, but I do feel like recently all the like hit anime, like their story in manga is going crazy. Like Jujutsu Kaisen and Bungo Stray Dog, and also like Kyojin, Shingeki no Kyojin.
I haven't read any of those mangas, but I definitely am familiar with them. And do you read manga?
I read a bit for like some anime, like it's so famous or so good, but it didn't like do for any further like continued animation. Music producer Dai Kitsuneta of Kingunu and Millennium Parade, who co-arranged the song with Yonezu Kenshi, appears in the music video alongside Yonezu.
Oh, interesting. And it has been revealed that Yonezu did the cover art of the song. He has also done this with songs like M87 and Pale Blue. So it sounds... I didn't know that... Like, I've never heard of Kenshi Yonezu before, but it sounds like he's, you know, well connected with some other like very, very important and popular artists, and also has like skills that go beyond like music.
Yeah, totally. Cause like a lot of younger musician is taking like his pieces as like masterpiece and learn from it since like he was a producer as of for Vocaloid. Yeah, so people still learn from it.
Wow. Have you heard of Kenshi Yonezu before?
Oh my god. He's one of my favorite.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. Okay, I do you have any song recommendations from him?
Every song, I would say.
Okay, fair enough. I'll give him a listen then. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely give it a listen. Like, he's so talented. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know like someone like with didn't know like Kenshi Yonezu. Last year was like his kind of meaningful year, because I think it's his 10th year since his debut, and recently he just released a new song, and he finally showed his forehead in the music video, and you can check the. You can check the latest song.
Yeah. Oh, is he like remain like anonymous, like keep his face from the media?
And no, he's just a bit of, you know, introvert, so he didn't really like enjoy showing his face. And yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, you're so knowledgeable. Okay, thank you.
Well, I think one of his favorite songs as Kenshi Yonezu is Lemon. The same song for Unnatural.
Oh. That's amazing. Okay, thank you.
No worries. And also, like, I want to mention, like, Daiki Tsuneta. He recently just collaborated with Shina Lingo. And they, for a song, like for a new anime.
Do you know which anime?
I don't know the English name though, but I think the song name is Work.
Work.
It's a new song.
Okay. Well, that sounds interesting. I always like it when they do like collaborations with each other.
Yeah, totally.
And I guess next, for number 8, we have Ring You Love by Macaroni and Pizza.
Number 8.
Mitsuke aera sonna
Now you've heard Lingual Love by Macaroni and Pizzu. Macaroni and Pizzu is a four-member rock band out of Kanagawa that formed in 2012.
And all of the members of the band went to and met at Senzoku Gakuen College of Music.
Current members are Hattori in position of vocalist and guitarist, Tanabe Yoshiaki as guitarist, Tanako Kenya as bassist, and Hasegawa Daiki as keyboardist.
Wow, I am. This was one of the first bands that I, like Japanese like rock bands and just music in general, that I was exposed to. And I think their sound still is so unique, and I love their music videos too.
Oh, that's interesting. It was my first time like heard of Macaroni and Pizzu when the band showed up on our script. But I think, they've become more active this year, and they are showing, they had a lot of performance recently, and they're going to have gigs as well on Summer Sonic this year. It's their first time, I guess. Yeah,
I think, you're right. I remember that, like, they didn't release that much stuff during COVID, but... They like their older music, I think I liked a bit, and I think maybe it's their, like there's the voice of the singer Hattori, but I don't know. I just really like their music.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think like J-rock is probably one of my, you know, more favorite genres of music.
Yeah, J-rock is good. Yeah, it's like, I don't know, I feel like I've been heard of them like so much from, I don't know, like J-drama same song and anime same song, etc.
Yeah,
and also like band music, they're using a lot of rock music. Mm. So it's kind of a unique genre of J-pop. And you would just feel like you really want to go to their live concert to enjoy.
Yeah, no, it definitely, I think J-rock is like, it's like very unique, like it's different than other kinds of rock, but it also, you know, there's lots of, like every song is unique too. Like, I feel like what makes J-rock unique is that every single song sounds different in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm, totally.
For our next song, at number 7, we have Paradise by Niziu.
Number 7.
Now you've heard Paradise by NiziU. NiziU is a Japanese girl group formed by JYP Entertainment and Sony Music Entertainment Japan. The group is composed of 9 members: Mako, Ryo, Maya, Riku, Ayaka, Mayuka, Rima, Mihi, and Nina.
Paradise is the group's 5th single and is composed and produced by Stray Kids.
The song is also the same song for Doraemon, Nobita's Sky Utopia. This is the first time for NiziU that their song is featured as the same song for a movie. Yeah, I think it's also first time like a girl group featured same song like for like classic Japanese anime. I'm not sure.
That's interesting, actually. I can't think of any, you know, any examples, and so you could be right, but definitely is not common. I definitely am sure, you know, I know that it's not common.
Yeah, totally.
Like, I listened to it, and I, at first, you know, I didn't, it seemed quite different from this group's other music, but I really ended up liking it. I think it becomes very, like, I like how the song develops over time and builds.
Yeah, and before this song released, their second latest song, Blue Moon, is also like kind of ballad or love songs. So like it's quite a different style than like they usually sung. Yeah. Like take a picture and yeah.
Yeah, no, I think this is also one of the one of the first groups that I listened to. They're not one of my favorites, but I do, you know, I like their, like, sometimes their songs I think I really enjoy. But it's really interesting, like, I feel like I'm not very used to, like these, like, kind of idol, like, all-girl groups, you know, in the US. Because they're not very common here.
Yeah, totally. And before, their song has more brisk rhythm, but this new, like, 2 songs is, like, having, like, more ballet style. And also, like, kind of new combination of like K-pop idol produced songs in Japanese. Yeah, and also I remember another J-drama recently, their one of their OST is I think is sung by a Korean musician as well.
Oh, cool.
Hoshifuru Yoru ni. Yeah,
I noticed that there's lots of like there's lots of entanglement with like with Korean artists and actors. Like you'll see a lot of like Korean music and like Korean like actors and actresses in like Japanese media, which I think is very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and K-pop is quite popular in Japan right now, and Stray Kids is like so popular.
Oh yeah, definitely
so popular in Japan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I really like that song though. But one more quick announcement. If you want to advertise my podcast, you can market your brand onto one of the most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts and reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Now let's have our next song, White Noise by Official Hige Dandism.
Number 6.
Kieta teru
Official Higedandism, or Higedan, is a Japanese pop band formed in Shimane, Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara, who is the lead vocalist and pianist of the group, as well as Daisuke Osasa, the lead guitarist and backing vocals, Makoto Narazaki, who plays bass, saxophone, and backing vocals, Masaki Matsuda, who plays percussion and is also a backing vocalist. That's one thing that's very unique about this group, I think, is that everyone plays at least two or three instruments. I definitely know that they play more than this, than like what we just listed. But yeah, they're all very amazing musicians.
Yeah, totally. And about Satoshi Fujihara, he mentioned that Aiko's song, like the lyrics, people will get notice of the deep down meaning for the lyrics. So that makes Aiko's songs more unique and meaningful.
Yeah.
The word hike translates to mustache, and dandism refers to manly. So in English, the band's name roughly translates to manly mustache or macho mustache.
And White Noise is the opening theme for Tokyo Revengers Season 2. I haven't been able to get into this anime, but I know a lot of people really love it, and so I've been meaning to try to watch it sometime.
Yeah, same. And I think the live action version of Tokyo Revengers is also quite hit in Japan.
Oh yeah.
And the song has a strong hook by starting off with this thrilling riff followed by a beautiful melody.
I thought this was interesting. Yeah, like that riff, maybe it's a guitar, but it like it's very like off-putting and it sounds like heavy rock, you know, but then there's like a really pretty like vocal part that goes on top of it, and it's very interesting, but it catches my attention. And like, I think it's very ambitious from this group, but also I know that they can pull it off because they have a very big fan base now, and I think anything they do, like especially like you're talking about Satoshi Fujihara, like people recognize his voice now, and so anything that you know he produces, I think people normally like love.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Hikidan is also one of my favorite band.
Oh, good. Me too. We did like an episode on them, like a featured artist episode on them last year, sometime in like the fall.
Yeah, they were so talented, and I think every piece of their music is like high quality.
No, yeah, I agree. I'm really glad that I've like listened to, like, I think they're also one of the groups that they're like all of their songs, like I would say are really good.
Without further ado, we have also a quick announcement. Are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp, nola@jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast.
And next up, we have our number 5 song called Algernon by Yorushika.
Number 5.
Anata wa doushite boku ni kokoro o kuretan deshou? Anata wa doushite boku ni me o kaitan da? Sora yori okiku kumo o nagasu kaze o nomikonde boku no manako wa mata yume o mite ta. Oh.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yoshika is a Japanese rock duo founded in 2017, represented by Universal Music Japan.
And the group consists of Enbuna, a Vocaloid music producer, and Suis, a female vocalist.
The name Yoshika is taken from a lyrics in one of their songs, which says, Yoshika mo nemurezuni, meaning, I can only sleep at night.
And Yoshika is very secretive to the public and has only held 3 concerts to date, but they still are releasing a lot of stuff like on their platform, like virtually. What do you think of Vocaloid music?
I think it's become like quite popular in Japan, and yeah, and also have quite a fan base around the world, including China. I think it's quite interesting.
I agree. I think I also like Vocaloid music was something that I discovered through this podcast, but it definitely, with the right song, I definitely enjoy it. It just depends on the song, of course. But yeah, I think it's a great way to exercise talent and creativity.
Yeah, totally. And this song is the same song, I guess, to the J-drama Love Into Light or Yugure ni Te o Tsunagu, starred by Nagase Ren and Hirose Suzu. And I think the J-drama have already ended, but it's quite a good one. Like, not bad.
Oh, no, I love J-dramas. I recently started watching Kimi wa Petto because it was in one of our previous podcasts for like the J-drama special. And it's I'm on the last episode, and it's so good. I thought I wouldn't like it, but I think J-dramas are like some of my favorite things to watch.
Oh, wait. Are you saying the J-drama starred by Matsumoto Jun?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I see. Yeah, Alice is one of my favorite. No, not one of, like, the favorite boy band.
Oh my gosh. No, I was looking at that and like, I thought that was very interesting. Like, just like, you know, their career. But yeah, it definitely is. It's a very good J-drama. I would recommend it.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched it, but I feel like I may not like it. But a lot of people like recommended it, and it's kind of old J-drama.
Yeah, I haven't really been able to watch any like new J-dramas because I'm not like maybe they haven't gained enough popularity. At least I haven't heard of them, but I know a lot of the older ones that have been like really popular in Japan. So
yeah, but if you like Jun Matsumoto, definitely check 99.9, the lawyer one. The drama is quite okay. Good, like so good.
Okay, I will. Okay, thank you. Next up, we have I Love You by Back Number.
Number 4.
Koen no ochiba ga matte. Tobi kata wo oshiete kurete iru. Shinsetsu ni domo. 僕もそんな風に軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられたら軽やかでいられ の違いは君の顔に書いてあって人生の意味はいつか君がくれた雨の中に入ってた君の周りに浮かんだものに触れて何を作れるだろう。どれも些細で頼りない決意で僕の世界の模様はできてる。おしゃれではないけど唯一のダサさで君が
Now you've heard I Love You by Backnumber. Backnumber is a Japanese rock power trio formed in 2004. The group consists of Yoli Shimizu, who plays lead vocals and guitar, Kazuya Kojima, the bass guitar and the backing vocals, and Hisashi Furihara, who plays drums.
The group's biggest hit is Christmas Song, which peaked at number one for 3 weeks on the Japan Hot 100 chart and was later certified million by the Recording Industry Association of Japan. And this song, actually, Christmas Song, was featured on the J-Drama episode we had. And it was the theme song for... I can't remember now.
I know, the one starred by Yamapi and Ishihara Satomi.
Yeah, but it's a really great song. I'm not surprised that it was number one for so long. I think on a few other charts, it might have been on there for longer, even in the number one spot.
Yeah, and also I think it's still quite a classic song. It became a classic song for Christmas mm-hmm. season.
Yeah.
Backnumber was asked to write the theme song for the next NHK morning drama series entitled Mayagare, premiering October 3rd.
I'll have to go and watch that. And I Love You will be Backnumber's first song to be featured on the established morning drama series. I guess this is my excuse to watch a new J-drama.
J-drama. Yeah, but NHK's morning drama series usually be very long. And I think they just having a new one, Longman.
Oh.
It's, I think it's released. Or released. It will be released soon. Have you heard Backnumber before?
I think so. I think I had a few of their songs on my playlist because Backnumber definitely is a familiar band. Like, I've been aware of them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't been my favorite. But how about you?
I think I have quite a friend. Like, they were so loyal to Backnumber. I don't know why, but like, this like just so obsessed with Bad Numbers songs. Yeah. I think I usually listen to their new release, but I don't know. I like them, but my favorite is still be King Gnu and Official Hige Dandism and Indigo Land.
Oh, I love Indigo Land. Yeah, no, I... So yeah, I guess you really like J-Rock. I can see like what your taste is in Japanese music. Very good, very good.
Yeah.
So next up for our number three song, we have Blue Spring Etude featuring Haruko Nagaya or Yokyo Shoku Shakai by Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra. And this is one of our new songs.
Number three. 青い春
構Nagaya is the lead vocals for 緑黄色社会。
And so Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra is a Japanese ska and jazz band formed in 1988 by the percussionist Asa Cheng, and initially composed of over 10 veterans of Tokyo's underground scene.
Ska is a music genre that originated in Jamaica in the late 1950s and was the precursor to rocksteady and reggae. It combined elements of Caribbean mental and calypso with American jazz and rhythm and blues.
And Haruko Nagaya is the vocalist and guitarist of Ryokyoshoku Shakai, a pop rock band from Aichi. And so I found this song on YouTube before this episode, maybe a week or two ago, and I really liked it because I've heard of this group before, the Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra, but their music has never really been my taste, but I really like the vocalist, and the music video is very entertaining. I don't know if you've seen it, but I really like the song.
Yeah, I've checked the music video and I really like it. I think one of the things, it reminds me like the Hikaru Nara from Good House. Though yeah, you know, like the circle and the camera was throwing.
Yeah.
Yeah, though this time we only have one vocals, but Good House has they were all vocals.
Yeah, no, it's interesting that you brought up Goose House because they were also in the J-drama episode for one of the J-drama's theme songs. But I feel kind of connected to this group because I play the trombone, and I've been playing jazz for almost maybe eight years.
Wow!
But also I'm in a ska band, and so I feel like this music, I'm very used to playing a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this kind of music genre is quite new to me and I really like it. Yeah. And I think Ryokushoku Shakai, and they're getting bigger and bigger. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, it definitely sounds familiar.
Yeah, yeah. They're quite a hit right now and I think they attended this year's Kohaku Utagassen. Yeah, it's the annual celebration for New Year celebration TV program by NHK. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. That's big. That sounds big.
Yeah, that's quite big. That it's so big. And there are a lot of good songs by Ryokushoku Shakai.
Yeah, that name's, it's a tongue twister. Ryokyoshoku Shakai. Another announcement. If you want to hear some extra songs in this podcast, you can join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode, which is well worth it because they're very good. So see full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
Now let's have our second top song, Adventure Band by Yoasobi.
Number 2.
いつもの一日から抜け出して目が覚めるような冒険の台へ回る地球儀を目印にさいま会いに行こう特別な一日に緑もゆる新しい季節に一人見つめたブルーライト顔も知らない友達にも満たないクラスメイト想定外の暮らしこんなんじゃない妄想した理想とも反対にだんだんと過ぎる毎日でもやっと会えるね想像と現実が交わって高鳴る胸忘れられ
YOASOBI is a Japanese music super duo formed by Sony Music Entertainment Japan, composed of Vocaloid producer Ayase and singer-songwriter Ikula.
Adventure was released as a standalone single on February 15th, 2023, through Sony Music Entertainment Japan.
Written by Ayase, the song is the same for 2023. Universal Studios Japan's student support campaign, Unibaru, based on the novel Lens Goshi no Kirameikyo, written by Nagi.
Wow, I didn't know, like, that's so cool that they have themes for, like theme songs for campaigns. Like, I feel like projects they have for musicians in Japan is, like, very, very unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this song is pretty, like, fit this season as well. Like, so energetic and young.
Yeah, I mean, normally I don't, you know, like, there's not much YOASOBI music on my playlists. But yeah, no, I think you're right on that. I think the energy is always really good with their music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think they kind of opened, like, the Japan music industry to worldwide again, like, except for, like, city pop and anime songs.
Oh yeah, no, they're so popular. I don't understand. Like, it's crazy how popular they are.
Yeah, I think, like, their song, like, they will keep in the rank probably Billboard Japan, like, for half year. Like, they've always on the rank.
Yeah, I'm curious, like, why and how they became so popular. Because maybe it's because I know they've written some songs for, like, you know, some anime that have been very popular. But yeah.
Yeah, I think their first hit song, it was based on a novel as well.
Oh.
Yeah, and also because of probably because of the Vocaloid style, but by the singer, the vocal is like real girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe that's kind of that may be the reason.
Yeah, no, that makes sense too. But now I think we should go to our number one song, which funny enough is called Dai Zero Kan or Zero Feeling, and it's performed by Tenpi.
Number one. Keep
10 Feet is a Japanese rock band formed in 1997 in Kyoto. Their music style is a mix of rock, punk, heavy metal, reggae, hip-hop, guitar pop, and bossa nova.
Band members include Takuma Mitabura, lead vocals and electric guitarist, Naoki Inoue, electric bass guitarist and backing vocals, as well as Koichi Nakaoka, who plays drums and backing vocals for the group.
Daisaku-kun is featured as the ending theme for the new movie The First Slam Dunk, which first aired December 3rd.
Yeah, in the music video for this, they show like they're playing like basketball, and it looks like kind of interesting. I kind of want to watch it. But I really like the music. It's my first time. Well, I guess I've heard of 10 Feet before, but I don't remember like what their songs sound like, and so I really like this song, I guess, from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a typical anime song. Like, Yeah, and also for the anime, it's kind of a lot of people's like adolescence memory or like children's memory, like when they were young.
Yeah, no, okay, I'm glad you said that because that's what I was thinking. Like, it seemed like oddly familiar and like nostalgic, but I wasn't sure like why. I wasn't sure why.
Yeah, and also until now, like, there are still a lot of people going to take picture, like, where they pick the scene for anime.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, for our indie spotlight song of the month, we have 0.1g no Gosan by Le Diable Taiyo o Sabaku Mono.
0101g の誤算 is an independent visual kei band from Tokyo that began releasing music in 2015. The band's name 0101g no gosan means 0.1 gram miscalculation.
Members include Yu Midorikawa, who composes, writes, and provides vocals for the band's songs, Tomoyuki Kawamura and Tamari Mizu on guitar, and Daisuke Masaki on bass.
Lay Diable Taiyo o Sabaku Mono was released on March 29th, 2023. Lay Diable is French for the devil, and Taiyo o Sabaku Mono means one who judges the sun. The music video features Jacqueline Onan's Bear Mermaid and is notable for its colorful costume, gothic makeup, interior design, and dramatic atmosphere.
Over the past year, the band has been posting new music and videos after a brief hiatus and held its first solo concert in 7 years in March 2023. Wow, 7 years. 0101g no Gosan has self-produced 24 singles and 2 mini-albums since 2015.
0101g no Gosan can be found on YouTube at 0.1G78.
Have you heard of this group before?
No, but I checked the music video and it's definitely a visual rock band.
Oh no, do you like them, like visual K?
I didn't try a lot, so I can't say if I like it or not. But I know X Japan.
Yeah, I think for me, like I like you, I don't. Like, I don't look for it a lot. I don't like only listen to it, but I think a lot of like visual K bands like play songs for anime and other media. Also the music videos I always really like. And so normally I think I enjoy the songs I do hear from the genre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the latest rock stars produced by Yoshiki, I think this visual rock band like went to the US for a live concert.
Oh wow, okay. And it seems like that was, you know, they haven't done that many of them either, so lucky.
Yeah, I guess it's the end of our episode.
Yeah,
for Japan Top 10 April 2023.
Yeah, it was really fun, I guess, hosting and talking about these songs and learning so much, so many recommendations. I think I have a lot of homework to do. But yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, same. It's great to host with you.
Thank you, yeah.
As well.
And so I guess without further ado, we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.